Welcome back into another episode of the Newcomers Podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. I'm Jessica Cootie, and today's guest, not really a newcomer though, but we welcome him back, rejoining Husker men's basketball. So excited to have him back, Jamarcus Lawrence. Thanks for chatting with us today. I told you this the other day when I ran into you in the gym. Great to see you back and in Husker gear. Yeah. How's it felt to be back?
It feels great, only because literally everybody is just welcoming you back. Obviously, you know, not too many people, or you don't really see the situation a lot. So, you know, when I did leave, you know, I did see a lot of positive things and negative things. Fans still connected with me during the year I wasn't here, and obviously when I came back, they were excited for me. I've just been receiving nothing but love. Kind of just feels like, you know, back like I never left, really. Everything's still a lot the same, so.
As you say, it's like probably like riding a bicycle, right?
I mean,
everything,
literally.
You know, the locker room, you know, right. The facilities, right? Is it just felt like right at home?
Just right at home, literally. Obviously, just this point or this go around, just taking advantage of, you know, more things and, you know, more advantage of my opportunity.
I know the staff was ecstatic to get you back, but you just said, you know, this isn't a situation that normally happens where you leave on good terms and can come back like this. Why do you think on both sides of it, with you and this coaching staff, that it ended well where you could come back?
Like I said, I mean, obviously you just, as a player, you know, you kind of just want to be, you know, a good person. Not just think, not for basketball, just life in general. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing for me. I want to be viewed as a, you know, a good person. So obviously, you know, just even coach and player wise too, if you're not showing like no disrespect and, you know, just, you know, you talk about things and you both got that respect level, then, you know, you just left on good terms. And obviously when he was the first, Coach Frey was the first person to, you know, to hit me up in the portal, and I was talking about it before, you know, to my family, like if Nebraska ever reaches back out, then it's a no go. So yeah, it was surprising that he was the first one. And from then and there, I was pretty much locked in.
What was that conversation like?
It was pretty much a check-in. Like it was just like, yeah, how's everything going? You know, we talked about, you know, our experiences this past season and, you know, what can I come back and bring and help what I did before. And he didn't need to explain anything. I mean, I already know how things are ran here and, you know, how he goes about things. So, you know, it was an easier decision.
How much did you miss Husker Nation?
A lot. And it's just, you know, just regardless of we're doing good or bad, you know, they're just always here to support any sport too. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Because you were a part of when, really being a part of the growth of the rocking atmospheres. And I actually have a photo that I posted on social media of you signing some autographs of some young fans that was one of my most retweeted and liked posts. But, you know, just how, I guess, when you come back and you want to play your final season in front of a crowd like that, how much did that play a factor in it too, just knowing the kind of support you have here?
The big factor. I mean, obviously, they, you know, all those big games that we won, like against like Purdue and that Wisconsin game, like the crowd played a big part of that. And then I don't think they really understand how much they mean to us and how much energy they give us. So it's amazing to be back.
One of the things I brought up right immediately when they announced that you're coming back is that you know very well how to play with Rink Mast, who's going to be a big part of this team this year, coming off his injury. How do you reflect on playing with him? How much did you enjoy playing with him and getting to do it again now?
It's real now because me and Rink, our relationship is great now. But just playing with him, man, it's just unique. You know, he's not really like, you know, big man size, you know, what people call him like a little undersized, but, you know, he got a lot stronger from the time I was here till now. Like I said, his IQ is just amazing. He knows how to make the right play. Biggest thing for us is he can shoot it, you know, just extend the, you know, just extend the floor. And that's huge for today's game and age, you know, just to have a spread out offense. So with him, not just him, too, just our other bigs as well, too. So it's going to be exciting for sure.
Did that feel familiar? I know rink's not full go yet, but right. some of the guys that you've been in the gym, did it feel pretty familiar just picking back up, playing, hooping in the gym in there?
Yes, for sure. It felt amazing just being around just good guys, and, you know, they want the best. We all want the best for each other. Personalities is good as well, and we'd be in there competing for sure. And what I like about this year's squad is we all can shoot it, and it's going to be fun to watch for sure.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get more than coverage. You get confidence. Confidence to chase big goals, try something new, or run through the tunnel in front of 80,000 fans. We've had Nebraska's back for 85 years, and we're just getting started.
Coach Hoiberg has really talked about the last several years, which you've also been a part of, just the culture and the kind of guys they have in the locker room. Take us through that and just what that is that has made this group so special and able to do some things that hadn't been done, how important that is for you guys.
Yeah, like I said, I was blessed to be a part of, like, the build-up. Like, my first year was, like, the build-up, then next year was we took off. I think the main thing to have a good culture is, one, you got to have guys who are just willing to do whatever, you know, for the team. Like I said, obviously you have to have good character for that. So I just think, you know, obviously we all can hoop and play basketball, and obviously we want bigger roles. But, you know, if you could just put your pride aside and just do what's best for the team. And another thing, we was all happy for one another too, so which just makes everything easier. But for one, I think the biggest thing is, are you willing to, you know, do whatever it takes for your team to win, and with a positive attitude as well. And I think that first year, Coach did a good job of bringing in those guys. Ben Amel Griesel, Derek Fristan, Jawan. That year, yeah, we really excelled, which led us to tournament run. Or made it to the tournament, but, yeah, we didn't get the win, fortunately, but, yeah.
So do you feel like that's a group of guys that's here in this gym this year?
No, for sure. I think from now on, I think that's what Coach, he talks about it all the time, is good character guys. That's really the main thing, what he looks for in recruiting. But, yeah, this year, yeah, for sure. No different.
When Bando got hurt, you were a guy that had to step into a bigger defensive role, too, mm-hmm. and we really saw you become a lockdown defender. How has it been getting back on the court with Coach Nate?
Coach Nate, I meant, obviously, we have a very unique defense. You know, just a lot of concepts, and, you know, it takes a lot of thinking. And, you know, if you really get a down pack, then you're good. But, you know, just me being away from a year, I kind of got back to some things. I kind of remembered, you know, most of the standards. But, you know, it's still a little tricky at times, you know, because it's all coming back to my mind, you know, still a refresh. But it's been great. Something that we really have to focus on, really, this year.
You've been a guy, you could score it, obviously, but mm-hmm. how much pride now do you take in what you can do on the defensive end, being that we've seen what you can do?
Right. Since I got here, you know, people labeled me as a not-so-great defender in high school, and I thought I was, you know, decent at least, but people calling me just a bad defender and thing like that, you know, kind of just taking it, you know, personal and just want to be better every year.
Okay, so coming back here and reunited with the staff and, you know, for your final season, what are some of the things that you, okay, this is part of my game I really want to get better in, I really want to improve in?
I think just overall, just pace with the ball. You know, things are not confirmed, but just looking like I'll be, you know, the lead guard. And I think my biggest thing for this year is, I mean, I can pass it, shoot it, score it. You know, just slowing the game down for me. You know, I tend to kind of just play a little bit too fast. So that's just a big emphasis for me. You know, just getting to the paint, being more aggressive overall for me. This is a big goal. So.
And another thing you had to do is take on being a point guard role too. How much more confident do you feel just in your ability to do whatever a team might need from you, whatever the situation might be?
Right. Yeah, I just think that my first year playing it was my sophomore year, so just, you know, going through that experience, you know, being away from you know, Nebraska and going to another situation where, you know, I'm focused on doing more, you know, just coming back and knowing how the system works here. Like I said, I'm a lot smarter, more mature. So just looking at it and attacking it differently.
Okay, so give us a little breakdown. What has the team look like in practices that you've been able to go full go for the most part, I guess, for a while, right? And practices throughout the summer?
Yes. Not a lot of misses. Not a lot of misses, which is why I don't know.
Love
if,
that.
I don't know if our defense is maybe a little bit iffy or is this where we can shoot it that good. But like I said, we're competing. We're going at it. Like I said, it's just a whole lot of stuff, you know, that goes in to our offense and defense. So it's still early. You know, new guys, even myself included, you know, still trying to just pick up on things, refresh my memory. So I feel like September comes, I think everybody should be, you know, up to par and, you know, just taking this thing to a next level.
It's a big team. There's a lot of size in there.
That is another thing, too. This is by far the tallest team I've been on. Like, for me to be the second shortest on this team is actually insane. That's 6'2", 6'3". But, yeah, just a lot of size and length and a lot of diversity, you know. So,
which I felt like when I saw you, I thought maybe you grew a little bit since you. Have you?
Yes, I have. I mean, me personally, that's what people have been telling me. I guess now I can see it. But, yeah, maybe an inch or two. So, yeah.
Especially since your freshman year.
Since my freshman year, by far.
You've grown since you've been in college.
Yes, yeah, by far.
What now that, again, you've played in the Big Ten, what does that size do for a team and when you're competing in this conference?
I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, just this conference, guys are just strong, athletic, big. When it comes to, you know, just big men in the league, Big Ten is the league. So, obviously, having a bigger, taller team, you know, guys that's, you know, long and athletic, we're gonna be really good this year with our shooting. So,
how competitive has it been? Because there's a lot of talent over there, a lot of guys that I know you're mixing it up. So, how much are you guys competing and making each other better by competing?
Yeah, I mean, we're competing good. We're competing well. Sometimes I think we're a little too nice to each other. You know, I think as we go on, you know, I kind of just, you know, want to go at it more, you know, just give each other, you know, tough times in practice. But like I said, yeah, we've been competing. We've been grinding.
I know there's a lot of different leaders, a lot of older guys, but now that you come in and come back and step into this kind of role, what do you hope to bring in a leadership role for this program?
Yeah, it's just more talk. Obviously, just reminding myself that I have to be an everyday guy, regardless of what I'm going through. I just got to be there for my team. Encourage my other teammates and, you know, obviously just, you know, just keeping things out of my head, you know, just playing my game, being the best I can be for me and my teammates as well.
Okay, then what are some of the things that you guys really have to focus on so that you're the team you want to be coming part of the season?
By far, defense is our number one right now, but like I said, we'll get to that. We could definitely communicate better. You know, we have a lot of guys that's, you know, just a little bit, you know, it's new here. Maybe, you know, haven't got out their shell already. But like I said, I think all that will fly out the window and we'll be all right. But defense, we can communicate a lot better. And besides that, pretty much good. I mean, we got a lot of guys that have IQ that can make good plays within our offense. So, yeah, those two are the main things for us.
So I've had some conversations with people, even today when I was telling people that I was going to interview you and everybody's, oh, I'm so glad he's back. He's such a nice guy. What does that mean to you that people recognize that in you before and were appreciative of that in you coming back here and being part of it here back in Nebraska?
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, and I said I want to be labeled as a good guy. I don't want to be labeled as a bad guy. So, you know, like I said, I'd do anything I could to be labeled as a great guy. And like I said, I mean, doing that, you know, people can get excited for you or, you know, it's easier for people to support you and just be happy for you. So
how did it feel when you announced you're coming back and all the response from Husker Nation?
Man, it was wild. Like I said, they were texting me during the year. It was kind of hard not to respond to them because, you know, it's just, I get it. But definitely when I hit the portal, you know, that's when everyone was like, yeah, come back, please come back. So just seeing that, you know, during the year, like I said, third game of the season, I'm not here, and they're still saying, "Oh, we want you, need you." So just seeing that is just, you know, it's amazing, and it shows how much, you know, people support me.
Pretty special place, huh?
Special, for sure.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Welcome back. We're so glad to have you back, and appreciate your time here.
Thank you, Jessica.
Jamarcus Lawrence here with us on our Nebraska Newcomers podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Whether you just arrived in Nebraska or you've called it home for years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is here for you. We've been a part of this community for 85 years, helping Cornhuskers, new and native, stay healthy and thrive on and off the field.